Financial markets responded positively to the Federal Reserve's surprise rate cut earlier this morning. It is the Fed's latest effort to calm the global credit crisis that has its roots in the U.S. mortgage market. But that crisis forced an unusual move yesterday by the country's biggest mortgage lender. Countrywide Financial turned to the banks for help and drew down $11.5 billion of credit. It hopes the move will reassure investors about its financial health. Countrywide also said it will severely limit its home loans. For this Friday's Focus on Your Money, we're going to take a look at what all this means for people in the market for a home loan. We called Knight Kiplinger, editor-in-chief of Kiplinger's Personal Finance magazine, to get some advice. Welcome to the program.
Renee, good to be with you.
Much of what is happening now was touched off by problems in the mortgage market, which is being squeezed, and which by now we all know people with subprime loans and not great credit are having some real problems. What about people with good credit and just wanting to buy a home, maybe looking for a standard or traditional loan? They're having more difficulty getting mortgages now as well?
Not much more difficulty. I think that they're going to be going to more traditional mortgage lending sources. They're going to go to their local bank where they have a relationship. They're going to go to the larger mortgage lenders that never went into the subprime junk mortgage trap in the first place. They're going to choose their mortgage lender and their mortgage broker more carefully. They're going to shy away from the bucket shop, sweatshop places that were really hyping these no money down, interest only junk mortgages. I think for people with decent credit dealing with a local institution who knows them, things will be okay.
If I'm a person in the market for my first home, say, should I hold off now?
I wouldn't hold off now. I think that home prices are going to continue to soften a bit around America. Average home prices have declined a little bit. And remember, there's no national market in houses. It's hundreds of local markets. Some are very strong. Some are quite weak right now. Mortgage money is still under 7%. 7% 30-year mortgage money was always kind of a benchmark of reasonably priced mortgage money. So I don't think there's any reason to hold off. I think that over the next year or so, buyers of homes can drive some really hard bargains, especially those with good credit. So you don't have to rush right in. Keep your eyes open for a good value, perhaps a distressed seller. But don't wait for some bottom, which is hard for all of us to spot.
There are markets, though, where most even middle-class homes are in the range of what are called jumbo loans, that is, over $417,000 mortgages. How difficult will it be for people in those markets both to buy, that is, to get the mortgage to buy, or for sellers who now have to hope that buyers can get mortgages?
The ability to qualify for a mortgage of any nominal size is a function of the relationship between the loan you're seeking and your income. So somebody seeking a jumbo mortgage who has a jumbo salary will be fine. It's only people whose incomes were not proportional to the size of mortgage that they were seeking who are out of the market right now. They probably shouldn't have been in the market in the first place 2 years ago. They were not qualified home buyers by traditional standards. It's sad that some of them have tasted home ownership and will now have to surrender that home and regroup and save again, but they probably should not have been home buyers in the first place.
Knight Kiplinger is editor-in-chief of the Personal Finance magazine of his own name, Kiplinger's. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.